In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Very Reverend Father, Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
So today we're celebrating the after feast of Theophany, or the baptism of Christ. I find it interesting that we're celebrating water as we get so much water dumped on us, but this is an interesting feast. It's one that teaches us about the sacramental life. You know, in the Orthodox Church, we actually don't refer to them as sacraments, refer to them as mysteries, but when we're talking about it as the mysterious life, just doesn't have quite the same meaning, so we refer to it as a sacramental life. So this is what the sacramental life is. God created the world, and he declared it good. And in doing so, prior to the fall, everything that God gave man, everything that was given the whole creation, was then to be offered back up to God in thanksgiving. Well, of course, we know things didn't go quite the way that God wanted them to go, and man fell and then had to deal with sin and with death. And so then what happened is when Christ became one of us, when he became man, when he took on humankind, he then, in a sense, sanctified humankind. And he destroyed the power of sin and death through his death and resurrection. But it was through taking on our nature that the sanctification of creation really began. And then we also see it in the baptism. Because normally when someone is baptized, the water blesses the one who's being baptized. But when Christ was baptized, it's the exact opposite. When Christ was baptized, Christ himself blessed the water. He sanctified the water. And so it was also through this that creation was sanctified. And definitely then with his death and resurrection, when he destroyed the power of sin and the power of death, all of a sudden everything had the ability to be offered back to God. And this is what the sacramental life is. The sacramental life means that everything that we do, everything that we have, we can offer back to God. We recognize that God has given us everything, and we in turn then offer it back to God. And it's not just coming to take the Eucharist or coming for confession. It's not just those things that we consider the mysteries, the sacraments that can be offered to God, but it's everything. It's our children, it's our friends and our family, it's our job. Everything that we do, we can offer to the glory of God. And that's what it means to live a sacramental life, that we take everything that he has given us and offer back to him in thanksgiving. It's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful gift that he has given us, one where we don't have a separation of this is what we come and do on Sundays, and then we have the rest of our life. But instead, we have a life which we live all of it and everything we do unto Christ. Now, of course, in the midst of this, while we live a sacramental life, that doesn't change the fact that there are specific mysteries, that there are sacraments that the Church has given us. And we're blessed to have the opportunity to come today to receive the body and blood of Christ. And I've mentioned this many times, but we don't undertake this lightly. We don't undertake this lightly. You know, about 100 years ago or so, and even further back, at that point in time, many people didn't come to the Eucharist but one time a year, one or maybe two times a year. And so that was kind of the norm for the time. You would prepare yourself for a long period of time and just come on Pascha, or maybe on Pascha and Nativity. Well, that was kind of too far in one direction. But in some sense, we've swung a little too far in the other direction, where we come every single week prepared or not. And so I want to encourage us to make sure that when we come to the cup, that we come, as the deacon says, with fear of God and faith and love, that we recognize that what we're coming to is a very holy thing. It's a very, it's a dangerous thing, and that we want to make sure that we're coming to it prepared, and that there's no shame in saying, okay, this week I'm not prepared. This isn't a good time for me to go to the to go to the chalice. It's better to not go to the chalice when you feel that you're not ready than to come to the chalice in a way in which you're ignoring the levity, the seriousness of what it is. So anyway, I don't want to discourage you from from not coming, but I do want to say that we need to take it seriously. We need to take approaching the chalice seriously. And we need to do so recognizing that it, like everything in our life, is a great gift to us from Christ, and that it is part of our salvation, and it is one of those things that we can then offer thanksgiving to Him for, to the glory of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.